I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. President Obama is about to speak to reporters. He's holding a press conference at the White House ahead of a week's vacation on Martha's Vineyard. Foreign policy is high on the agenda. The president and his administration are facing a slew of foreign challenges right now. Just today, a new security threat prompted U.S. officials to urge Americans not to travel to Pakistan and to evacuate diplomatic personnel from the country's second city. That's in addition to the 19 other diplomatic posts around the globe that remain closed. Then there's Egypt, where the military-led government is threatening protesters with force, and Syria, where a civil war threatens to spill across the region, plus a deteriorating relationship with Russia after Moscow's decision to grant asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Many of these problems have a single cause, according to Robert D. Kaplan. He's chief geopolitical analyst for the intelligence firm Stratfor.
Important foreign policy challenge facing Obama is coherence in foreign policy itself. We have a lot of disparate policies on the Asia Pacific, Russia, Europe, the Middle East, but they don't cohere into any kind of geopolitical whole. For instance, the Snowden affair, that was a dust up to what purpose? What is Obama's strategy towards Russia in general? Does he think that he can use Russia in Central Asia and the Russian Far East to play off against China to take some pressure off our East Asia allies? Does he think Russia can help ease a solution in Syria? It doesn't seem that Obama has a Russia policy in the first place that's been well articulated. So that's why this Snowden affair seems to be something of little purpose. The same with the Far East. Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, orchestrated a pivot to East Asia. What's happened to the pivot in the second term? It seems to have languished. And Obama's policy seems to be, I got you out of Iraq, I'm getting you out of Afghanistan, I'm not going to be dragged into Syria, and I will kill terrorists individually wherever they crop up. That's all reasonable. That's all defensible. But does he have an overriding vision for U.S. policy or influence in the region?
So the problem is the vision thing, or lack thereof.
It's not that Obama has been irresponsible. I would say that on the face of it, his foreign policy has not been terrible at all. He hasn't done anything that has been an overt blunder. So the president's individual actions have not been bad, but there's a sense in the elite foreign policy community that it doesn't add up to anything, that Obama is at the mercy of events because he has no vision, and therefore he's becoming a forgettable president in the foreign policy sphere.
What would a vision be, do you think, in this circumstance? I mean, the last president sort of had this preemptive democracy agenda, which, you know, granted is an overall vision, but, you know, look at the problems. You got Egypt, Syria, terrorism, Snowden, new gay law anti-gay propaganda law in Russia. There is a lot going on.
Yes. The problem with having a vision for democracy is that it's too legalistic and it tends to project America's own experience over the past 230-odd years onto that of other countries, which is simply unrealistic. A more realistic vision would be that America believes in civil society, in promoting civil society, minority rights, stable, good government, wherever we could find it. In most cases, this will be democratic, but in a sizable minority of cases, this will be autocratic as well. There have been liberal autocracies just as there have been illiberal democracies. We will support historic liberalism wherever and in whatever shape it takes.
Robert Kaplan, thank you as always.
My pleasure.